Now, as we prepare to hear the word read and proclaimed, let us take a few moments of silence. Silence to shut out those outside distractions. Our first scripture lesson today is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 66, verses 8 through 20. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of God's praise be heard. Who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip? For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a spacious place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what God has done for me. I cried aloud to God, and God was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. God has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because God has not rejected my prayer or removed God's steadfast love from me. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God.
This sermon's scripture text comes from John 14. I'll be reading where we left off last week, starting with the 15th verse and continuing through the 21st. Listen now for God's word to and for us. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and the Father will provide you another friend, so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you already know him because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming back. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I am alive and you're about to become alive. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in the Father and you're in me and I'm in you. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father and will love him and make myself plain to him. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you and you alone are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. In the novel In Country, written by Bobby Ann Mason, Duane is the main character. It's about him. He's from a town, Hopewell, Kentucky is the name of it, and he marries his sweetheart, and right after they get married, he leaves to serve in the Vietnam War. Well, his name is Duane, and he never came home, and when he left, he didn't know it, but his wife was pregnant, and their daughter, Sam, is born after he has died. Some years later, Sam and also Duane's mother and a friend leave Hopewell, and they go to Washington, D.C. They want to visit the Vietnam Memorial. And so they get there, and among the 58,000 names that are etched into the memorial, they think that they have found this section where Dwayne's name is. But it's pretty high up, and so they contact somebody that works there and who brings over a ladder. And Dwayne's mother just wants to rub her fingers across the name of her son. And so she climbs high up on the ladder and she runs them across so she can remember him in that way. It's been said that a mother's love never forgets her child. And in today's scripture reading, we are reminded that God's love made known to us in Jesus Christ never leaves and never forgets us. In today's message, when Jesus is speaking, his death is palpable in the room. It's the Last Supper. The disciples had gathered there to eat with Jesus for one last time before his crucifixion. The horrific death that he is about to suffer is less than 24 hours away. He's already washed their feet, and he told them that he gives them a new commandment to love one another, not as they love themselves, but as God, as he has loved them. But he has one more gift for them, and what a gift it is. Knowing that his time with the disciples is quickly coming to an end, Jesus knew that this was the very last opportunity to speak to them before his arrest. He knew what was coming. He knew that his death and his absence would be absolutely devastating to them. And so Jesus makes the most amazing promise to them, saying, "I will not leave you orphaned." He promised that another friend would be sent. That friend would never leave them and would never forget them. He called that friend the Spirit of Truth. Jesus was promising, of course, the third person of the Trinity that we know as the Holy Spirit, the one who is not only with us always, but the one who is within us. The Spirit lives in that place in our hearts that some people call the God spot. Some people call it the Holy of Holies. It's the space that only God can fill. As Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. It's the space that only God can fill, and that makes sense because we are made in God's image. We believe that Christ is not only inside of us, but inside of all of creation. So we might say that Jesus is in the form of the Holy Spirit in every molecule of our bodies. We are God's temple. Why? Because, as God said through the prophet Isaiah, "You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." And as Paul wrote to the Christians in the church at Ephesus, that God chose us before the very foundations of the world to be holy and blameless before God in love. And God destined us for adoption as God's children. The prophet Zephaniah tells us that God sings over us and will renew us in God's love. God has given us the very best friend that we ever could have, who is always with us. In the original language that this text was written, it's translated as the Paraclete. The Paraclete is the one who is our advocate, our comforter, our counselor, and our helper. God lives within each of us in the here and the now. We don't have to wait until we pass on to experience God's presence with us. The Spirit is with us, even now, in this very moment. Jesus goes on to tell the original 12, "Although soon the world will not see me anymore, soon you will see me." And Jesus made good on that promise. On that very first Easter, after the other women had run away from the garden because they were so scared when they saw the empty tomb and when they witnessed the angel and the angel's word. Mary was there, but she was not alone. Although she mistook Jesus for the gardener, Jesus appeared first to Mary and gave her the gift and the privilege of being the very first person to share the good news, to proclaim his resurrection. The night of Easter, Jesus appeared to Cleopas and his companion. Perhaps we remember that they were walking the road to Emmaus, 7 miles long, and Jesus opened the scriptures to them and helped them understand in a way that they had never understood before. But they still didn't know who Jesus was. They didn't know until Jesus sat at the table with them and broke the bread, and then their eyes were opened. Also that evening, Jesus came to the disciples. They were hiding in the upper room behind locked doors because they were afraid for their lives. And the first words that Jesus said to them, of course knowing how they were feeling, was, "Peace be with you. My peace I leave with you, give to you." And then he breathed on them. And when he did that, he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The disciples would never be alone again. And Jesus came to them a second time because Thomas needed to see Jesus. He was the one who said, "I'm not going to believe unless I can feel the marks in his hands and in his side." And Jesus knew that, and he came to them again, and he gave Thomas what he needed. He met Thomas in his doubts and helped him to grow in his faith. Jesus didn't leave Peter and the others who went fishing after Jesus had died. Perhaps you remember that Jesus met them on the beach when they got back after fishing all night. Jesus had a charcoal fire going, and he cooked them a breakfast of fish. After breakfast, he approached Peter. Can you imagine how Peter must have been feeling about this time? He had betrayed Jesus not only once, not only twice, but 3 times. And here he is standing looking at Jesus, and Jesus looks right at him. As only I can imagine, Jesus would look at each of us, being able to know everything about us. And he says to him, "Peter, do you love me?" He says that 3 times. Peter must have been devastated. He said, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And he said, "Feed my sheep." Jesus did not abandon Peter. He gave him a path for healing. Even though Paul made the persecution of Christians the top priority and mission of his life, Jesus didn't turn his back on Paul. He came to Paul in a bright light on the road to Damascus. And after meeting Jesus, God made something beautiful out of Paul's life. He received healing, new direction, and he went on to become the greatest evangelist to the Gentile world. And Jesus says, "I will come to you. I will live in you and you in me, and I will send a friend, the Paraclete, who will comfort you, who will pray for you, who will help you, who will be your number one fan in your corner and your advocate and counselor. I will not leave you." At the Last Supper, Jesus gave his original disciples the promise that he would never leave them nor forget them. And Jesus Christ has made that promise to me and to each one of you too. Jesus said, "I will not leave you. I will never forget you." No matter what is happening in this life or the next, forever and ever, I am with you. I will not let you go. Jesus said, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them from my hand." To the parents who are grieving the senseless death of a child killed by a random act of gun violence, Jesus said, I am crying too. But your child lives after death, and I am with you. You are not alone. To the elderly couple who lost their home when the rent went up and now find themselves forced to live in a shelter, Jesus says, I have not forgotten you. I will never leave you. I am here. To the refugee in a storm-tossed boat, Jesus said, I see you. I am with you. I will help you. To the man or woman who has just lost the love of their life, Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will comfort you. Your loved one is in my care. To the child who hides in the corner, perhaps because he or she is afraid of the thunder and lightning, or maybe the bully at school, or perhaps, sadly, the abuse of a family member, Jesus says, I am right here beside you. I am with you. I will make things right. To the addict who has hit rock bottom again, Jesus says, You are my beautiful child, for surely I know the plans I have for you, plans for your welfare, not for your harm, to give you a future with hope. To the person whose career seems to be falling apart, Jesus says, I am here. Better days are coming. Let's work this out together. To the suffering soul who struggles with illness, with pain, with a new diagnosis, Jesus says, I am with you. This too shall pass. I make all things new. I love you. To the one who isn't sure they can climb up to the top of the mountain of whatever it is that is lying in front of them, Jesus said, I am here. Let's do this together. You've got this. We don't have to face life alone unless we decide to stay face life alone, which is what we do every time we stop praying or we stop believing or we stop reading the Bible or our daily devotions or we stop seeking the community of faith. Even in those times, when we are unaware that the advocate who is closer than our breath is right next to us, the Spirit is tenderly patient with us, continually loves us, ever ready to listen to us, is singing over us, and constantly working for our highest good. Dwayne's mother climbed the heights of a ladder to remember his son by touching his name on the wall of the Vietnam Memorial. This Mother's Day weekend, we give thanks for the love of God and the love of mothers or those who were like mothers to us. We are grateful to those men and women who God has placed in our lives who have most clearly helped us to understand the unconditional love of our Father, Mother, God, who loves us with a fierce love that will not let us go and is always with us. We don't have to climb up to God, for God has come down to us in the person of Jesus Christ, who through the power of the Holy Spirit takes up residence in each and every one of us, writing her name on our hearts and in every molecule of our being. This is the one who never leaves us alone. This is the one who will never forget us in this life or the next. And now to the one who by the power at work within us is able to do more than we can ask or imagine, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.
There's a light that shines into the darkness. There's a song that rises from the earth. There's a hope that guides us on our journey. There's a love that springs to life, new birth. Light my step, guide my feet. Show me the path for my life. In your love, rescue me. Light my step, guide my feet. There are times when loneliness surrounds you, when the pain seems too much to bear. Can you hear the voice of love that calls you? In your grief, know that someone cares. Light my step, guide my feet. Show me the path for my life. In your love, rescue me. Light my step, guide my feet. There are times when we are called to journey, when the road ahead becomes unclear. Take one step and know that God is with you. Walk in faith and know that God is here. Light my step, guide my feet. Show me the path for my life. In your love, rescue me. Light my step, guide my feet. Light my step, guide my feet. Show me the path for my life. In your love, rescue me. Light my step, guide my feet. Light my step, guide my feet.
Amen.
Please be seated. As you leave today, remember that God goes before you to guide you. God goes behind you to protect you. God goes beneath you to support you. And God goes beside you to befriend you. Do not be afraid. May the peace of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Do not be afraid. Go in love to serve the Lord. Amen.